Nice day to get outside. Get up, get out, go outside. I'm bored. There's nothing to do. I've done that already. I'm not friends with him anymore. I don't know what to do. Maybe somebody can help us. That's me channeling my 12-year-old that wasn't sure what to do. Go out and play somewhere. Go play with Craig. Craig and I don't get along right now. We're not going to, you know, when did that happen? Well, I don't know. So then we end up finding out. You ever have bored days trying to figure out what to do?
Some days back in the day. Nowadays, maybe
well,
not so much.
Well, sometimes there's organized things. Somebody who could help us out is Kia Malone. She's a lifestyle expert here to help us get out, get going. Kia, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Well, you're great because you're in Orlando. At least that's what it says here. Is that true?
That is true.
Let's talk about some of the things. Memorial Day weekend's coming up. We get warm weather here in northern Ohio, northeast Ohio. You see people start getting on their bikes, getting out. People, families getting, doing things. But what are some of the things maybe this year that we haven't thought about or some old things that we can take care of and do? Any ideas?
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned it, the kids are complaining, oh, I'm bored, I don't have anything to do. I always say, clean your room, go do the dishes. And it's like magic. They come up with things to do all of a sudden. You know, when I give them an option of do a chore or get creative, and that's what I like to encourage my kids is to be more creative, get outside and explore, because they're always stuck on their phones or computers or whatnot, and it's time to be a kid again, like we used to be when school was out. We just went outside and just figured it out, so that's when you really get a chance to get creative. Maybe if you want to spend some time outdoors with your family, we'd love to ride our bikes. You mentioned that. The weather is going to be warming up in Cleveland. Get out your bike, go ride around, maybe go to a nearby farmer's market. We also like to walk around our neighborhood, get some exercise, and just stay connected.
And, of course, you get out and you kind of explore, going out, doing some fun things. What are some of the things the families can do together? Especially maybe there's young kids now that are starting to get up and walk. You have little kids that are finally able to get around. I guess you can push them around sometimes in a stroller, but what other things might we be able to do too?
You know what? Yeah, you can help them practice walking, right? You can just say, hey, let's go out in the front yard and watch them run around and, you know, have some fun and make mud pies. Just kind of be a kid again, or maybe go hiking in your area. But, you know, regardless of what you decide to do, Dick's Sporting Goods is your best place to kick off summer with almost 2,000 products dedicated to having fun in the sun. And you mentioned, like, the little ones, you want to do something out maybe in the front yard. Cornhole is a really fun, maybe even can jam. If you're going to a neighbor's barbecue, don't forget to take everyone's favorite cooler made by Yeti, as well as this year Yeti has a tote bag that you can store all of your goodies to the neighbor's house, or maybe if you're taking a trip to nearby lake or beach. Also during the summer, another great thing, Dick's is having its biggest bike sale during the summer. And this gorgeous GT Men's mountain bike is on sale, and you can get it assembled in-store for free by certified technicians and then just pick it up and take it home. No matter what you do, though, you got to look good and stylish. And I really love this Kalia line by Carrie Underwood. Lots of colors and patterns and bikinis and one pieces. And then you compare it with Birkenstocks. Remember when Birkenstocks first came out years and years ago?
It's been a while, yes, I do.
Well, they are back, and they're hot, and all the young kids are like, wait, what do you mean Birkenstocks came out years ago? So all the young folks are loving these Birkenstocks. Well, Dick's has a perfect selection for you here. No matter what you do, though, don't forget to protect your skin, protect your eyes. I have a really cool pair of sunglasses made by Costa Del Mar, as well as a quick silver hat that would be perfect for an outing out at the lake. If you're running around, maybe you're having a casual summer day, Dick has a great selection of running shoes like these shoes from Adidas. And then you can also, don't forget to cheer on Team USA this summer in the 2019 Women's World Cup. Lots of apparel for you to try.
Have you seen those new limited edition, I assume, Birkenstocks that are pink and purple and silver and gold?
I have, and I've seen them in store where they have all these different colors and textures. I mean, it's different than just, you know, the Birkenstocks that first came out. I think it was, what, back in the 80s? They have all sorts of different styles and colors now.
Talking this morning with Kia Malone, getting us out there, doing some things and fun. What might be some new I don't want to say maybe toys or things you'll see out there. You know, there's a point where a scooter shows up or some kind of skateboard, anything out there that is sort of the must-have that people are really clamoring for?
Well, I tell you, skateboards are coming back. I mean, they've always been hot, but they're really coming back, especially with young girls. My daughter is talking about, hey, I want to be, you know, a skater girl with the looser jeans and maybe a cool skateboard. Just the old-fashioned skateboard. I know they have penny boards and they have long boards, but sometimes you can have just as much fun with an old-fashioned skateboard. Now, for the family, you ought to check out this Can Jam game, and you can find a set here in store as well as a cornhole set.
We will take a look at that. There's always fun things to have, especially with families, and I suppose you could still pick up an old-fashioned horseshoe set somewhere there, too.
Hey, no, that's a great idea. Let me tell you what to do. Go to Dick's.com. You can shop online, and then you can pick it up in store within 1 hour. And you go to a special area that says online pickup, and then you don't have to worry about waiting in line like everyone else.
Sounds good. Kia, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing us, and enjoy your time down in Orlando.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Thanks very much. Kia Malone joining us, who's a lifestyle expert. Maybe see her on the Daily Buzz, other places talking about that.
Hmm. I'm now interested in horseshoes.
Oh, horseshoes. That's the precursor to this whole cornhole thing.
If you can,
you can pitch horseshoes, you can really pretty much clean up in cornhole.
Or can jam, right?
I have, by the way, Craig, if you want to, late at night, I can set up my jarts, the illegal lawn jarts.
So you have jarts. Still have jarts.
I've somehow acquired, yes.
I don't think I want to play jarts at night.
With the, come on. We could have glow-in-the-dark ones. That would be pretty cool, you know? Yeah, you're right.
But horseshoes.
I'm a horseshoe enthusiast.
Okay. Do you have horseshoes?
Well, that's sort of a loaded question because there's a horse that I'm acquainted with that has shoes.
I understand.
Apparently he's going to be getting some shoes this week. That's a whole other separate story. But
can you use used horseshoes horseshoes?
They're not the same thing.
Oh, they're not?
No. At one point, maybe they were back in the beginning, but things they've gone their separate ways. There's certain...
Kind of like golf balls.
Sorry?
I'm sure the golf balls that Byron Nelson used back in the day ones as today.
Yeah, but there was no... golf balls were for golf. Horseshoes were for horses. Then they went into horseshoes for the game, and it's changed. It's not, you can't take a horseshoe from a horseshoe game and stick it on a horse.
What about the other way around?
Not either way. No, you can't. No, they're separate. They're the same in name only.
Okay.
You don't go to a blacksmith and go, I'd like to get some horseshoes. I got a game coming up. You know, it's not.
Specially designed horseshoes. I suppose they have to be regulation.
Is this going to be like the pool cue that Minnesota Fats has? I'm going to have some horseshoes with sort of engravings on them or something. I carry my own horseshoes with me.
Well, somebody has to, right?
You bring it for the game. It all comes together. Again, I've got the jarts if you want me to. I have to keep it on the down low for that. Of course, if I clean out my garage, I might find a basketball or something. The worst thing is when you find a ball, you think you're ready to go, and you realize it's deflated. Yeah. It doesn't have as much air. It's not going to hold the bounce. Then you got to find that nipple thing to pump up the ball with.
My new idea.
No.
You know, we take our morning show on the road from time to time. Spotlights.
Yeah, we'll be heading
to Vermilion. We do different spotlights.
By the way, we'll be in Vermilion in 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from today? 2 weeks from yesterday.
Well, 2 weeks.
Right?
I said 2 weeks from now. That was a vague yes.
Okay, 2 weeks from yesterday, we will be at Martino's International Cafe to shine the spotlight on Vermilion. Vermilion, here we come. But my ideas. Sometimes we'll do a spotlight outdoors. The next time we do, wherever that is, bring along the jart game. People can play. We can play with our guests.
When have we done an outdoors spot?
We did one from Ely Square once upon a time.
I don't know if
we've been outdoors at Lakeview Beach.
Can't play jarts on the beach.
Why not?
You know, they're stuck in the sand? I don't think... Maybe. You could just do it in the parking lot out here. On the strip of grass that we have between the bank and the other part.
Uh-huh.
All right, maybe. It's early in the You may have convinced me. Maybe I will. I could bring the croquet set. Are you more on the croquet side?
I like croquet. It's okay. Croquet is okay.
Croquet is okay. There you go. There's your T-shirt for it.